Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Hello, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services based in Melville, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about the retirement crisis. It's getting worse. Are you prepared? That's a lofty title. My name is Craig Ferrantino again. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. And our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And today's topic is on, basically a couple of articles. This is one that I've seen in Money Magazine. And it's talking about the retirement crisis, meaning that it's not a crisis that people are retiring. You know, this is the time all the baby boomers are supposedly retiring at some crazy number, like 10,000 baby boomers, people born between a certain period of time, are retiring every day. And the question is, are they prepared, and what are people today prepared? And so I think that's some alarms have been ringing. Somebody pulled an alarm. And of course, as always, the press picks up on it. And so I think it's a good alarm because I do think that there's a lot of truth to it. And it's one of those things, Jenna, that, and listeners, it's one of those things where it's not really the fault. Some of these items that we're going to discuss today is not really the fault of the employee. Some of these things, it's not really their fault. So, but let's identify them. I think once we could understand that there's a problem, then we could always navigate a solution. And that's what we're looking to do. So in today's show, we're going to talk about a lot of these great things. Retirement crisis getting worse. Are you prepared? I want to talk about some things that could help you be prepared.
You can always visit us on our website as well, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. We have all of our past radio shows and topics. Each week we're on at 10 o'clock every Saturday, and we talk about something that has to do with retirement, whether it's something like this that actually has the word retirement in the subject, or it could be college savings. It could also be we did about the value of value stocks. There's a lot of different aspects because your ultimate goal is being able to not work one day and stay home with your loved ones and still have income coming in and not have to worry about that money running out. So today's topic I felt was important is because we have to talk about why it's harder for people to retire, or why there's less people retiring or having the retirement that they want, so that as you're listening, you can make sure that's not you. And if you're not sure, or if it is you, you take action and you give our office a call, 631-393-2888, or even email us info@craigjamesfinancial.com.
Now, I don't know if this is tied into this, but it came out this week, and Jenna, we have to devote a show just to this, but people are, it was said this week that of our salaries, we spend more money on taxes than we do on food and clothes. So on what we do to keep ourselves sustained on a day-to-day basis is a number less on a monthly or yearly basis than what we actually spend on taxes. And I think there's some other components thrown in there, like rent or something else, or gas or something like that. We spend more in taxes than we do. And I think that needs a show. And maybe that's why we have a retirement crisis, because a lot of our free income is going to other things like taxes. So this is the time of the year where we could talk about all that good stuff. Well, the reality is one in three people, according to a report from a company called Go Banking Rates, haven't saved a dime for retirement. And That's looking at across, you know, the different ages, 20 to 30, 30 to 40. The study by the website surveyed about 1,500 people, which is your standard typical if you've taken a statistics course in graduate school, and half of those 1,500 people have put away less than $10,000. Why is it getting worse? And that's the question. There's a couple of reasons for that. If if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're on the web at www.craigjamesfinancial.com or www.longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Either one of those work. The reason why I say our phone number is because maybe you'd be listening to us and you say, I'm motivated. I'm sick and tired of this stuff and bad news coming out. Let me give these guys a call. So if you do, we give you the number, 631-393-2888. And a phone call is very simple. We just talk. We take some information. If it makes sense to have an in-face meeting, and if we're not too busy, we'll certainly set one up for you. A lot of people do call us, and I'm very thankful that a lot of people ask questions. And unfortunately, sometimes we can't help them, and we'll tell you that. So it's just... we're very busy, and that's how it works. But we, people that we could really truly believe we could help, you'll get a time to come in and chat. Okay, so let's talk about why. Why is it that the retirement crisis is getting worse for average Americans? And one of the things I wanted to mention, I have a couple of on the list here, is that there's a big gap for those who have a retirement plan and those that don't have a retirement plan. So if you're working, it's not your fault that you don't have a retirement plan. Simple as that. So some of the statistics are shown is that the most telling marker or most telling symptom of retirement confidence is someone's participation in a retirement plan. That's a 401k, 403b, 457. That's a deferred comp for those in the state services. And... whether they have one and whether they participate in them tells you there's confidence in them. And among those who reported that they or their spouse had money in one of these plans, a whopping 26%, only one quarter, were very confident about retirement versus 10% versus those without a plan. So that's more than twice. So if you're offered a plan and you have a plan, you're more confident about your retirement. If you're working for someone and they don't have a plan, and this isn't your fault, it's just that it's not there. So you'd have to do something ancillary or on the outside, like an individual retirement account or a Roth IRA or something like that.
And that brings up such a good point, because it's not just having to do with having a work retirement plan or saying, I have a 401k at Craig James Financial, which I do, and I put money in from my paycheck. So yes, I feel confident that I'm beginning to save for retirement. But as you're accumulating assets and you get to the $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 in those work retirement plans, it becomes a matter of when you're creating a good retirement plan for yourself, it's becoming confident in how those assets are managed and how you're going to distribute those assets in the future. So a lot of retirement planning has to do with sitting down and having a plan. And I think that's also a huge disconnect. People have one of the other points that we read about, and there's a big survey that was done, said that there's a retirement crisis because people are confident in saying, I'll be able to retire, I'll be fine. But they actually don't have enough money saved. So that is a big disconnect that has to be addressed. And that's something that anytime someone comes into the office and sits down with Craig and has a meeting, that disconnect is addressed. And it's the first time where you're taking the action to say, I've been saving, I feel confident that I will be able to retire, but is this going to happen, Craig? Am I going to be able to do this? Will I have enough? And having that second person look over everything for you and maybe point out things that you didn't even know you were exposed to is something that's so important when having an actual good retirement plan in place.
That's right. And it's very good, very well said. This survey showed that there's only a 10 of the people that don't have a retirement plan, only 10% have any level of confidence, meaning they set something up for themselves. Only 10% of the workers that don't have a retirement plan actually set something up for themselves. Imagine if we could double that. If you can make it from 10% to 20%, that's still not denting the car, but it's, we really wanted to do something that's really, really useful. And if we could move that confidence level to 20%, and the way to do that is, if you're working and you don't know how to set up a retirement plan, or you just want to say, hey, I want to put a few shekels away every month for retirement, you need to give our office a call. It's 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Now, it's telling me, the survey saying only 10% of those will actually make that move. So 90% don't do anything, which is unfortunate, because that's going to really, truly erode their retirement confidence over years. And unfortunately, again, as you add the numbers up over, you know, between ages 30 to 40, how much was saved, or 40 to 50, how much was saved, 50 to 60, how much was saved, that could be really, really painful. So there's a couple other reasons why that retirement is getting worse for many of us. And we want to make sure that you have an understanding of that. And we want to give you some solutions to address that problem. We'll talk more about this after the break. Thank you for joining us.
And now, back to It's All About Retirement with your host, President of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Back. Thank you for joining us. This is Craig Ferrantino, President of Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville, New York, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And thank you for continuing to join us. This is a great topic for tonight. The retirement crisis is getting worse, and are you prepared? You know, some reasons why the retirement crisis is getting worse, according to this article, two or three articles that we compiled into one. And this is very, very, very good stuff to talk about, because it really gets to the heart of why we're working. We work, you got to realize, we started this show, It's All About Retirement. The whole point of the show is that, hey, we're working every day, we're killing ourselves, raising families, whatever you're doing. And at some point, we want to be able to not go to work anymore and to have all the expenses paid. Not a tremendous insecurity of that, you know, the bills will be paid, the mortgage will be paid, or the rent will be paid, or anything like that. We want to be in a position where we could relax. And that's why we started this show. We've been doing this for several years now. And it's very, very important to understand that. And people are losing confidence in their retirement and their ability to retire, and they feel that they need to keep working. And so we want to just address some of these issues in our show. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And my office phone number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Love to talk to you and have you come in and chat if it makes sense for you. So why are we having this big insecurity? I guess they didn't really say the word insecurity. They just said lack of confidence. But
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's really
insecurity. That's what people say when they come into the office to you. It's, you're coming in to make sure that you're going to be in a good place. And if you're not, then you're going to get them on track to do so. So you always have an insecurity about something when you're asking a question or you're making that phone call, when you're not quite sure. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you have that insecurity, but you know what to do and you know to ask for advice when it's needed, then that's okay to have that insecurity, because that's actually like a gut feeling that's saying, you know what, I want to double check this and I'm going to go to someone to make sure I'm doing the right thing. If you have these insecurities and you're just letting them stay within you, you're not doing anything about them, then you're really just on this ride, and it's going to be a crazy ride because you're really not quite sure. It's just like rolling the dice. Like, you're not really sure what's going to happen. And when we're talking about the retirement crisis, I know I wouldn't want to be rolling a pair of dice and hoping that everything works out. You want to make sure that you are on the right path and that you are going to be okay.
We had somebody, you know, I can't tell you how many times we've, just this week, I think I was talking somebody off the ledge. You know, they actually put in their papers. They retired law enforcement.
Was that when I popped out the scotch?
No, yeah, we do. We keep a bottle of scotch. It looks like a person, you know, was of an Irish nationality and had, not that for the drink, but his face and neck got all red about retirement. I can't believe this is the worst mistake. And then he did it on his own volition, of course, but I said, well, let's look at the numbers. We started laying out the numbers and how much he would have in retirement and the money that he had saved and how much he had saved in retirement plans. And then the color to his face came back. You know, it was like one of those things. I could see this tension, you know, this lack of, it's really, I hate to use the word insecurity, but he was on the ledge when he first came in the office. And we started looking at some of the facts and some of the things that we could do in terms of income that we could bring him, extra income that we could bring him. And you started to see the color come back, and he was smiling on the way out. Thank you. And then he actually sent me a little note recently saying, thank you. You helped me out there. So, yeah, you know, it's retirement and retirement planning could be very nerve wracking, could be very scary at some people. People don't know what they're doing with their time. And we at Craig James Financial Services, we help you walk you. We walk you through that. And if at times we talk you off the ledge, we do. We certainly have the training. I've been doing this for 28 years. And that's a long time. So we've seen all sorts of characters and all sorts of clients and all sorts of compromising situations. And I think I've seen it all. You know, it's kind of like one of those things that, you know, I've seen some, I can't even, that's a whole radio show. Some of the situations we've been presented and my Wall Street experience. Certainly when I started this business, John, I was the Wall Street, the stock market collapsed for the first time. It was called Black Friday or Black Monday. One of the two. It was in October. And I was at J.P. Morgan on Wall Street. I was walking out, and reporters interviewed me. And I'd been on the job for about a month and a half. And so, what did you think of that? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I was just, but I gave him some good. I don't know what I said, but I think I said some good things because I made it to the news that night. And I wasn't an analyst. They were just trying to interview, you know, employees.
Anyone
of the stock
up.
Exchange. So this all of this retirement planning, being involved in the markets, can be all very, very scary. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, president and certified wealth strategist of the firm Craig James Financial Services. We're based at 510 Broad Hall Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we're on the web at Long Island Investment Advisors.com. And we also have a Twitter. We're on, if you're on iTunes, if you miss our show, you can catch us on iTunes. Thank you, Apple Products, for putting us on there years ago. All of our shows are on iTunes and under as a podcast, so you can listen to us at any time and commercial free.
We also have all of our social media pages. I know you mentioned Twitter quickly, but it's Craig James FS. Facebook is Craig James Financial Services. We do our best of posting, you know, fun facts. Or right now we have an IRA contribution countdown that's going on. So just to remind you of how many days are left until tax day. And also to, if you haven't gotten in your IRA contribution every day, we have a little countdown going on. Craig also has his personal LinkedIn page, which is just his name, Craig J. Ferrantino. I have a LinkedIn as well, just Jenna M. Hudson.
Do we have a countdown for when the next president starts or how many days left do we have the current president?
I'm
not being political. I'm just saying. Saying.
I was going to say, we try not to be political. And again, we're on every Saturday at 10 o'clock. So if you like some of the things where you're hearing now, become a loyal listener. Keep listening, seeing the topics. We'd love for you to join the conversation. Send us an email. Let us know if there's another topic you Absolutely. Want to hear more about. And also, if you'd like and you have a really good story or a conversation you want to have, I am happy to put some of these stories online. And we can have you call in live to the office on Saturday at 10 o'clock when we're doing our shows. Lastly, Craig's also on Mondays at 6:50 every Monday, and he does an
with
economic
Jay Oliver,
update.
With Jay Oliver here on the Long Island News Radio, which we're very proud to be a part of and very proud to have them ask us to be here on a regular basis, which is great. Let's go through another point. You know, I think this is a very salient point. Why is people feel insecure or not a lack of confidence, depending on how you want to say that, is that, you know, one of the things I notice is that a lot of workers or employees have not taken basic retirement planning steps. And part of that I would blame is because there's not enough education out there. You know, you have to, when I look at the complexities of Social Security, you know, Social Security is a big part of retirement. Hopefully it'll be there when everybody listening is retired. But it's a complex system. And there's certain ways to work on it. Should I take it at 62, 66? Can I take it at 64? Can I take it at 68? I take it at full retirement age or my extended retirement age at 70 and change? So can I do that? Yes or no? And that's complex in itself. Can I do some other things with that? You know, that's one of the, where do I take the money from when I need it? A lot of most employees have not taken the basic retirement steps because it could be complicated. I would agree. And only 48% have even tried to figure out how much they'll need to have saved by the time they stop working. A percentage that is only incrementally better than last year. So maybe 47% thought of it last year, 48% this year. Even fewer have calculated how much they'll get in Social Security benefits or the future cost of their healthcare expenses. And that's not good, because healthcare expenses, there's a bunch of things that we don't know, right? We're facing retirement. We don't know a couple of things. One is we don't know what our taxation is going to be when we're retired. We don't know what the Social Security benefits are going to be. Hopefully they're same as they are today. We don't know how much we need to save today in order to have a secure retirement. And we don't know how long we're going to live. There's so much that we don't know. And my experience is telling me is that if we could put a couple of things in place, I think we can get through the majority of any kind of weather that's thrown at us. Just put a couple of things in place and set up the IRA, set up the 401k, get some good advice on that, how to prioritize some of our money. All of that thing will, 5-10 years from now, will truly, truly benefit someone. And that'll take a lot of the insecurity. So if you're listening to me and you're liking what we're saying, the next step is truly up to the listener. You have to give us a call. We respect our listeners. We thank you so much for the support that we get. 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're available. We don't have a machine that answers like push one for this, push six for this. A human voice, you know, we pay thousands of them. No, a human voice will always pick up the phone during work hours. You need to give us a call. No question is too silly. No question is too dumb. We want it. So a reporter called me today. So what are some of the dumbest things you heard? It's like, okay, so we didn't hear too many dumb things. They're all good questions. I don't see.
And clients get shocked. Like, we just had someone in the office today. He's like, well, how many times can I come into the office? You could come in whenever you want. You just call and you make a meeting.
If we have time.
Well, what about when I call? Can I always speak to you? Can I always speak to Craig? And I said, we don't push clients to a 1-800 number. When you become our client, you're our client, and you get the attention that you deserve. It's your money.
We can't take everybody, though. You want to say that, too.
We have to be picky.
But nonetheless, so it's been a great, great conversation. We want to make sure you're more secure. You need to give us a call, 631-393-2888. We want to restore your confidence. We're the best. You need to call us. We'll help you get it all straightened out. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And remember, it's all about retirement.